Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ethiopia's prime minister said Thursday the army had been ordered to move on the embattled Tigray regional capital after his 72-hour ultimatum ended for Tigray leaders to surrender, and he warned its 500,000 residents to stay indoors and disarm. In an official statement, Abiy Ahmed asserted that thousands of militia and special forces surrendered during the 72-hour period that ended Wednesday evening, and that Ethiopia would take the utmost care to protect civilians. The international community had pleaded for an immediate de-escalation, dialogue, and humanitarian access as Ethiopian forces have fought their way through Tigray and Mekelle. The prime minister had rejected calls for dialogue to end an internal conflict that has already killed hundreds and displaced more than 40,000 people in the East African nation, a stance that alarmed diplomats from Addis Ababa to here in Washington about the potential for the escalating conflict. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said America is not going to lose the war against the coronavirus. Biden said the first vaccines against the virus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to get, in his words, the entire country immunized as soon as we can. The U.S. recorded 1 million new infections in each of the last 2 weeks, and its death toll has now topped 261,000, more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Millions of people here in the U.S. traveling to their Thanksgiving holiday celebrations today. Despite a surging COVID-19 death toll and record hospitalizations, travelers' dismissals of the increasingly dire warnings to stay home and limit their holiday gatherings, fueling concerns of another wave of coronavirus infections and COVID-19 deaths during the December holiday season. Sharp rises in cases usually result in a rising death toll weeks later. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state and local governments have been strongly urging people to remain at home and keep their Thanksgiving celebrations today small. President Donald Trump pardoned his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, taking aim in the final days of his presidency at a Russia investigation he long insisted was motivated by political bias. Trump also granted clemency to longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before he was to report to prison. The pardons are part of a broader effort to undo the results of an investigation that has shadowed Trump's administration and resulted in criminal charges against a half dozen associates. South Africa on Wednesday began a period of mourning for lives lost from gender-based violence and the coronavirus. The period of mourning began on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on citizens to wear black armbands or other signs of mourning to signify and respect those who have died. Ramaphosa also said national flags will be flown at half-mast at various national key sites and government buildings for 5 days until November the 29th. Former Sudanese Prime Minister Sadiq al-Mahdi has died from a coronavirus infection 3 weeks after being hospitalized in the United Arab Emirates, this according to family sources and a statement from the Umma Party. The 84-year-old Mahdi was Sudan's last democratically elected prime minister and was overthrown in 1989 in the military coup that brought former President Omar al-Bashir to power. The moderate Umma Party was the largest opposition parties under Bashir, and Mahdi remained an influential figure even after Bashir was toppled in 1989. The Umma Party issued a statement that al-Mahdi will be buried on Friday in Sudan. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.